In Isabel Wilkerson's new book, Cast, the author makes a really lovely comparison of America to an old house, and we as the heirs. It's beautiful from the front porch, but probably with a cracked foundation and maybe even a flooded basement. Some idiosyncrasies of an old house, Wilkerson goes on to say, you adjust to. Others, especially in the foundation, you ignore at your own peril. So from 2019 to 2020, I served as the public humanities practitioner in residence. My commission was to create a work which confronted Davidson's history with slavery and race. And digging through Davidson's archives in order to create Dixie's Land, 1859 through 2001, felt like shining a bit of light on a crack in our foundation. Dixie's Land is based on contrafactum, a lesser-known musical term where the melody remains constant while the lyrics shift or rewritten over time. This was a much more popular practice in early American songbooks. For instance, the lyrics of My Country Tis of Thee, The Star-Spangled Banner, were rewritten at least 100 times from the 18th to 20th centuries for different political causes, suffrage and temperance, abolition, and even the Confederacy, each version articulating what it means to be American. Originally written by Dan Emmett in 1859 for a minstrel show in Ohio, Dixie, or Dixie's Land, is another contrafactum. In 1861, shortly before Virginia seceded from the Union, the Richmond Dispatch deemed Dixie the national anthem of secession, de facto anthem of the Confederacy. In fact, most of the song's rewritten lyrics alternate between support of the Union and support of the Confederacy. By the end of the Civil War, Emmett's song had forever linked Dixie to the region and to the South and America's history of racial terror. As with a lot of Southern college campuses, Davidson College had its own particular relationship with Dixie. The song was performed at football games and athletic events into the 1960s. Dixie was part of the original score for Birth of a Nation, the film version of which screened in Davidson's old student union, now the Sloan Music Center, in April of 1961. It screened as a social gathering before final exams. The Wartime Dixie, a contrafactum version, was written by a Davidson College affiliate faculty member, Dr. Paul Berenger, and copyrighted in 1917 for the benefit of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. Since its beginning, Dixie continues to conjure America's enduring history of racial injustice, violence, and terror. A multi-part work on paper then, Dixie's Land 1859 through 2001, consists of 10 selected contrafactum, each version of the song from a key moment in American history and transposed into a mournful minor key. Atop these lyrical renditions are charcoal drawings of tear gas deployed by police during the recent protest following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, this year. The final song included in the work is Renee Marie's 2001 version, which begins with Dixie before morphing into Abel Maripol's mournful anti-lynching poem, Strange Fruit. Each drawing is a haunting vision of the past in our present. 2020 did not come out of nowhere. The cracks have been present since the beginning. Dixie and what Dixie represents, a history, a culture, an economy, all built on white supremacy, is the violent undercurrent, the thread which connects our past to the present. In the work, I'm hoping to make that connection clear.